Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, You are the cure, Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open. say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
Yahweh. Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high,
Yahweh, Yahweh.
We lift you
for the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh, you are. Yahweh, you are. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we bless you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Abba, Father, creator of the universe, CEO of the universe, the one who breathes that we breathe, the one who created us in his image and his likeness. We bless your holy name. We thank you that you always provide for us. We thank you that all your promises are yes and amen. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your blessings, O God, unlimited blessings resting upon each and every one of us, O God. We thank you. We bless you. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you for families and friends. Thank you, Lord, for this ministry. Thank you for the intercessors. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, children, our grandchildren. We thank you, Lord, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. We thank you, Lord, for our co-laborer in the field. We thank you. We bless your name. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify your name. Your name, O God, is awesome. It's worthy to be praised. We give you all glory, all honor, adoration to your name. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, we thank you for your grace. Your grace, your grace. Thank you for your grace. Where would we be without your grace? Father, we bless you. Father God, we thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, healing our souls, healing our spirit, oh God, our souls and our bodies. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for taking away pain, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are going through a different things and heart and aches, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for taking it away. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, there is nothing too hard for you to do. We thank you and we bless your name. We thank you for all your promises, are yes and amen. We thank you for all that you have planned and ordained for us this day. We thank you, Lord, that we will walk into your promises with hearts of thanksgiving and no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. We thank you, and everything that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned. We thank you, O God, for raising up a standard against the enemy, against our lives, against our destiny, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for always defending us. Thank you, Lord, you are our defender. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord, you are our justifier. We bless you and we thank you, Abba Father. We thank you, Lord, that we can call on you 24/7 and you're always there. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you for salvation, that you love us so much that you send your only begotten Son, so that when we believe in him, we should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for Jesus. Jesus, we bless you. We thank you, Jesus, for sending the Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Acknowledge your presence. We welcome you this morning in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence in this prayer service. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We are totally dependent on you. We cannot do a prayer without you. We cannot preach without you. We cannot read the word without you. We need you, Holy Spirit, every single step of the way. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for turning the Logos word, moving over the Logos word, and turning it into Rhema word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing us how to apply the word of God in our lives. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Spirit of the living God. Thank you for interceding for us, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you intercede for each and every one of us. When we pray in the Holy Ghost, you are interceding, and you intercede according to will, according to God's purpose, according to God's plans for our lives. We thank you that we have a true, true God, an honest intercessor who speaks for us to the Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving in the lives of our children, moving in the lives of our spouses, moving in the lives of our grandchildren. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Let the holy light of God shine in every area of our lives. Let there be light. Let there be light in the lives of our children. Let there be light in the lives of our grandchildren. Let there be light in the lives of our siblings, in the lives of our nieces and nephews, in the lives of our spouses. Let your light shine. Let your holy light shine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shine through us that others can see and glorify your name, oh God. Now, oh God, let the Spirit evangelism rest upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we will preach the gospel in and out of season, not only by preaching, but by, most importantly, by the way we live our lives, that our lives will be an example in the name of Jesus, oh God, not just talk the talk, but to walk in holiness, to walk in righteousness, to do all that you have called us to do, walking in obedience, walking by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father, sometimes this is difficult, but we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the Holy Spirit makes it easier. Thank you that we trust you, all Almighty God. Say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned, and we have fallen short of your glory. We cry out for mercy. Huriyama santeria kurumase. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus. Huriyama santeria kum. Huriyama santeria kurumase. Huriyama santeria kurumase. Dere kurumase. Huriyakarama santeria kurumase. Yekuriyama santeria kum. Yekuriyama santeria kum. Huriyama karama santeria kum. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Ghost, we bless you. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Hallelujah. If I had thousands and thousands of tongues, it's not enough to say thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you for your mercy. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. Sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory, and we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus, we soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Our dwelling places. our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Father God, we soak everyone under the sound of my voice in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus to every food or drink we eat. The blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus protect us. In the name of Jesus, as we go through this day, oh God, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, the blood of Jesus is a hedge of protection around us. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Let the blood heal us. Let the blood redeem us. Let the blood sanctify us. Oh God, let the blood of Jesus wash us clean and purify us, sanctify us. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith. And our loins girded with truth, the armor on each and every one of us, another sound of our voice. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children and grandchildren and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our spouses, our siblings, our nieces and nephews and the glory within them. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, we thank you for sending your holy angels who is ministering to us even right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus and enforcing your biddings in our lives, warring on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you make your ministers flaming fire. Make us your flaming fire in the name of Jesus. Make each and every one of us your flaming fire in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we need you. We bless you. Oh God, we praise you. Lord, Father God, we thank you for allowing us to eat honey out of the rock. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Father God, let the mind of Christ Jesus, let the mind of Christ Jesus be in us. Enlarge our territory, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give us the desire, O God, to expand our territory, to learn more of you. In the name of Jesus, to study more for you. Let us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. We want more of you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. Now, Father, let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. So we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen and amen. Mark 4:35. Hallelujah. I spoke about this, about the other side. Jesus is with you when he's taking you from one dimension to the next dimension. He does it. You're not by yourself. He is right there with you as he was with the disciples. So as I read this word and I bring this word forth, I pray that the Lord Almighty, the Holy Spirit, will open your heart to receive what thus says the Lord, speaking to you from his throne room this morning in the name of Jesus. So prepare your hearts to receive what thus says the Lord. Father, this morning, once again, I surrender to you. As I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for revelation. Thank you for understanding. Thank you for application. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And the same day, when the evening was come, said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful? Now is it that ye have no faith? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Hallelujah. What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? What I'm going to look at when he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. Verse 38, and they awakened and said unto him, Master, thou not we perish? What I want to say to you, God will not send you in a dimension, another level. God will not send you to a place and he's with you for you to be destroyed and for you to get killed, especially when his order is, let us go to the other side. When God is directing your life, he's not directing your life to bring you to harm. Hallelujah. Not to tell you, why would he tell you to go this way? And he's right with you. We think God would sit and allow the enemy to destroy you, and he's right there. Then what kind of God do you think you serve? That's why it's good for us to have an intimate and personal relationship with the Father. Hallelujah. Because when you get to know him more and more, because we will never get to know 100%, but we get closer to him. When you get close to God, you have that faith and trust. Just like, I do not expect my dad to take me somewhere and going with me. My dad is my security when he was alive. When you're a child. So I wouldn't expect him to take me to a place and kill me, because I trust him. So why would he take me in a place and kill me. That's our talk of an earthly father. So if your earthly father, now, let me say they do have evil fathers that do that. But we talking about our Father, Almighty God. Because don't forget, too, is a father of lies and manipulation, and he can manipulate people to kill their own children. That's another topic on its own. But I'm talking about the Alpha and Omega. I'm talking about the Rose of Sharon. I'm talking about the Eternal Rock of Ages. I'm talking about the CEO of the universe. I'm talking about Almighty God, our Father. For God so loved the world, so he will love you, and you will receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and then he will take you. He said, let's go to the next way to kill you and destroy you. Think about it. Think about it, because if we do not really have that trust and faith, God will not bring you this far. Look at the children of Israel. Did he bring them in the middle of the Red Sea and let the sea go back? No. Didn't he provide for them in the desert? He provided. They never even got sick. Manna, every angel's food, every day. He took care of them. He showed them strategies of war. He led them. Hallelujah. God will just bring you to a place and say, okay, it's over. Bum, bum, bum. He don't have to do that. If he wants to kill you, he can kill you way before that time. He will not let you live all this time and then carry to a place to just destroy you when you're walking with him. That's why you have to have faith in him. And stop being presumptuous. What I mean by being presumptuous, maybe God don't want to do this. Maybe God don't want to do that. Hallelujah. That's not God. You will never have sat on that boat and with his head on the pillow resting, even the water was being still, he would never have let his disciples, who were supposed to take the gospel all over the world, so he would have never let them perish in that boat. But they had the trust that is in him, that he's there. They had seen miracles. They had to believe and trust in him. God do not bring us, hallelujah. He doesn't. That's why the Holy Spirit is with us, to lead us, to guide us, and show us. If God bring you this far, no, that means something you're not doing right, and you're not listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit says go left, you go right. And that's because of your choices that you will fall. You know, that we fall victim of these things because of the choices that we make. Because God's plan to was us as good and not evil, to bring us to an expected end. Everything God wants for us is good. So he's not going to bring you somewhere and just kill you or destroy you. What am I saying to you? Don't listen to the lies of the devil. When God is for you, who can be against you? God is your protector. He is your shield. He's your defender. He is the glory and the lifter of your head. Even when you're in the valley, he's with you. On the mountaintop, he's with you. He will never bring you out to destroy you or to destroy your children or your family. As long as you continue to trust him, put your trust in him. Don't assume things. Just believe in him. Believe what he says. Believe in him. Hallelujah. If you know your earthly, I know my dad will not have taken me to a place to kill me. He's not going to take me to a place where my dad is deceased, but he will never do that because I'm his daughter. I'm his child. I have a relationship, and he was a loving and God-fearing father. So he's not going to do that. So therefore, when your father is around you, you have that, you can trust it. When your parents are around, you can trust your parents. I mean, I know there are people who did not have those type of relationships. But if you have those type of relationship with your family, your father, your mother, you know that you can trust they're not going to destroy you. I'm not going to destroy my children. No. And you mothers and fathers out there, you're not going to do that. Your children trust you. At the end of the day, they can count trust you. You will not be with them and destroy them. In fact, parents, protect your children. If your earthly parent can protect you, what about your heavenly father? What about your heavenly father? Put your trust in the Lord. He will never, ever let you down. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you for this word. Receive this word this morning in the name of Jesus, that even as you move forward into unfamiliar territories as you send us, we know that you are right there with us. We trust you, Lord. In the valley, you're there. On the mountaintop, you're there. You are our very present help. A very, very present, ever present help in a time of trouble. We trust you, Almighty God, and we thank you. So regardless of what we have ahead of us, God has it in his hand. He has already worked it out. So, Father, we thank you, and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord, the Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest with me and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Thank you for joining us.